E passiamo adesso a Calypso Pioneers 1912-1937, una pubblicazione della Rounder Records del 1989. La Love Is Band in Mango Verde, primo brano calypso consegnato alla storia, così come evidenzia Enrico Merlin. Mentre nel 1912 nessun discografico nordamericano aveva ancora pensato di far registrare musica blues o jazz, la Love Is Band originaria di Trinidad incideva proprio a New York, Mango Verde. L'antologia del Rounder è fondamentale perché documenta alcune delle più interessanti incisioni effettuate tra il 1912 e il 1937, spesso sul suolo statunitense oltre che in terra natia. La musica sviluppata a Trinidad e nelle altre isole delle Antille conteneva molti elementi tradizionali africani e spesso era associata alla Kalinda, un'arte marziale che con il supporto musicale assumeva un carattere altamente simbolico durante i festeggiamenti del carnevale. Merlin continua evidenziando come, intorno all'inizio del XX secolo, la musica per queste celebrazioni assunse il nome di Calypso, importata negli Stati Uniti attraverso New Orleans con le migrazioni delle popolazioni creole. Questa raccolta propone molti importanti interpreti, quali il pianista Lionel Belasco, qui rappresentato da Germain, registrato nel 1914, e Julian White Rose, il cui Iron Duke in the Land, sempre del 1914, divenne un discreto successo commerciale. Ascoltiamoli, Lionel Belasco in Germain e Julian White Rose in Iron Duke in the Land. Thank you.
And you can dance for Africa. And you can dance for Africa. Bring the locomotive just because it's a fire federation. Bring the locomotive just because it's a fire federation. And you can dance for Africa. And you in the land of Africa. Bring it up a morning just because it's a fire federation. Bring it up a morning just because it's a fire federation. From the brightest of 95 when I was a teacher and a regulator. They called me to 2 years later, second lord and then advocator. Advocator, they called me advisor, father advisor, now supervisor, me name supervisor, now they call me lord of the designer. And you in the land of Africa. And you in the land of Africa. Bring it up a morning just because it's a fire federation. Bring it up a morning just because it's a fire federation. And my appearance upon the sea, you have got your own blazing sword. And kill all the layer of passion and all those women swimming to all the agony. A shining mass of fighting men, the seas glinting, giving and swaying. Jumping this way, body's getting way, why don't you reach up that area? And you can get the last part again. And you can get the last part again. Bring it up a morning just because it's a half of the reason. Bring it up a morning just because it's a half of the reason. That's the reason. Was a modern manifestation of their elder civilization. Then the carnival celebration of the social organization. We call it a mind and attention of all the population. As to visit the social, they call them West White Rose and Sandy Man. And you get the land of Africa. And you get the land of Africa. Bring it up a morning just because it's a fire for the reason.
Merine evidenzia anche quanto sia interessante notare come le atmosfere calypso entrassero ben presto anche a far parte del repertorio vaudeville, grazie soprattutto a brani come Caroni Swamp, inciso nel 1923 dal musicista guyanese Phil Madison, e Sly Mongoose di Sam Manning. Il genere avrebbe poi ispirato moltissimi artisti nel corso del secolo, da Sonny Rollins, che in tributo a quei ritmi e significati creò St. Thomas nel 1956, e altri capolavori nel corso della carriera. Ma anche Harry Belafonte contribuì in modo determinante alla diffusione planetaria del genere, fino ad arrivare a Van Dyke Parks, che al calypso dedicò gran parte dell'album Discover America. E ascoltiamo adesso Caroni Swamp di Phil Madison e Sly Mongoose di Sam Manning.
A man stood by the anchor sign on top of Levan Hill and wrote some lines about the swamp and nothing about the bill. I read those lines with a kind of smile mingled with a tear. When I thought that such a scheme could wreck a millionaire. Oh, this swamp, Caroni Swamp, oh, this swamp. Oh, this swamp, Caroni Swamp, oh, this swamp. The more mud I build, the more mud I see. Mosquitoes sound like crab and crab all stood up and laugh at me. Oh, this swamp, Caroni Swamp, oh, this swamp. Oh, this swamp, Caroni Swamp, oh, this swamp. The more mud I build, the more mud I see. Mosquitoes sound like crab and crab all stood up and laugh at me. After all the cash is spent and the island put in one, we might still succeed to get.
get a piece to make a tennis lawn. With all the money portions now, the best thing we could do, as we already have the crops, let's plant the callaloo. Who said that the Kyrene swamp isn't possible? The scheme is possible. All you've got to do is this: remove the five hills from behind, put it right along the seafront, lift up the swamp, lift it up, and put it where the hills were. That's the scheme. Oh, this swamp, Kyrene swamp, oh, this swamp. Oh, this swamp, Kyrene swamp, oh, this swamp. The more mud I build, the more mud I see. Makita stop like crab and crab all stood up and laugh at me. Oh, this swamp, Kyrene swamp, oh, this swamp. Oh, this swamp, oh, this swamp, Kyrene swamp, oh, this swamp. Oh, this swamp, the more mud I bear, oh, the more mud I see. Makita stop like crab and crab all stood up and laugh at me.
Listen to the story why Mongo fled from Jamaica. Mongo, the newspaper reporter, took bed with the preacher daughter, baptized her in his holy water. Slide a Mongo, slide a Mongo, now your name gone abroad. Slide a Mongo, now your name gone abroad. Mongo went into Bedford's kitchen, took up one of his father's chicken. That's the reason he's fled from Jamaica. Slide a Mongo.
Mille dischi per un secolo è un testo di Enrico Merlin pubblicato da Il Saggiatore, rubrica a cura della redazione di Radio Altri Suoni.